Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
101.9 Chai FM, welcome to the show, the DL Link show, where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. Just to let you know, runners, riders, or both, and of course, our incredible DL Link supporters, something big is coming. For the very first time ever, we're heading to the Cape Town Marathon on its journey to becoming one of the majors. New city, new race, same powerful purpose. So whether you've pounded the pavement with us before or you're ready for your first big challenge, this is your moment. So join Team DL Link and help us make it huge, loud and proud and deeply meaningful. And hey, riders, mark your calendars. Ride Joburg is coming up on October the 26th. So save the date. One mission, two cities, both Sundays. Let's run, let's ride, let's make it count. If you want to find out more, you can email events@dllink.co.za. Thank you so much for tuning in today. It's so wonderful to be with you. We have an incredible guest on who actually, as we speak, she's having her chemotherapy. And I just look at the blue sky. She's outside the blue sky. She's got to go to see her doctor just now, and yet she's still taking the time to chat. So, Audrey Mathia, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so very, very much for having me. I feel so blessed.
Well, we're blessed to have you. And as I said, I'm so delighted you've got your camera on, because I get to see you. You're somewhere outside with this beautiful blue winter sky. It's clear, it's gorgeous, and you've got a very big smile on your face. And I would go so far as to say, you know, with the experience that you've had, you kind of like the chemo queen. I mean, you have gone for so much chemotherapy, going all the way back to 2022, where you were diagnosed with stage 4 cancer.
Yes, that's correct. It's been quite a journey up until today.
Wow, Audrey. So it started off with colon cancer.
Yes, it started off with colon cancer. And it spread at that stage in 2022. It spread to my ovaries and my liver and stomach wall and lymph. And I had a big operation back then, and they could remove about 90% of the illness, which was great. It was very good news, a very successful operation. And ever since, unfortunately, the 10% that was still in my body, cancer that was still in my body, was on my liver and in my liver, and they could unfortunately not remove that. So that's why I've been on this chemo journey up until today.
Wow. Now, chemo, you know, when people just talk about chemo, they start to shake. And as I said, you can consider yourself a chemo queen with 12 sessions in 2022, 12 in 23, 6 more in 2024, a three-month break. Then now here you are in 2025, and we're chatting, and you're getting your treatment as we speak.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, welcome back. Sorry, but a line dropped, but we're back with Audrey. And I was just saying, Audrey, how much chemotherapy that you've had. And it seems to, you know, be like a challenge after challenge. And reading what you wrote, that's you right. Said the question was always, you know, you first thought, well, why me? And why when I'm so young? And why? So perhaps you can just share, Audrey, how you got your head around it, how it is that you wake up every day, how you are still a mom to your beautiful little boy, how you have hope and faith in the future.
It was quite difficult in the beginning, I must say, because the road was so unclear for me. You know, when you hear the words stage 4 cancer and not knowing anything about cancer, it's it's quite difficult to wrap your mind and your head around it, and not seeing or not realizing what the future holds for you makes it quite difficult. But as soon as you take hands with your oncologist and you start forming a team with your support system and people around you that really wants to help you and support you, it makes it much more easier to keep on living. And as soon as you know what the road forward have in store for you, it makes it easier to cope with it. And yes, I did ask myself, why did this happen to me? I mean, I'm 30 years old, or at that stage being diagnosed at the age of 30. I could never understand why. And I think at the end, my story is maybe meant to show other people that going through similar circumstances, that life does not end with the words the doctor gives you saying you have cancer. It is still possible to live a full and meaningful life with this disease. And I think all you have to do is make a conscious and positive decision that you are going to live deliberately every single day.
I love that.
Live deliberately.
What does living deliberately look like for you?
Sure, it's quite an intense question to ask, but I think living deliberately is taking in every single second that you are in. I mean, we are sitting here chatting to each other over the radio and just taking this moment in and realizing that you will never have this moment over again. How can I say it? When you go on holiday, or when you spend time with your family and friends, or having something as simple as a coffee with someone that you love, just really taking that moment in and appreciating the fact that you are still here, that you can still smile. And I think at the end, that is what living deliberately means to me.
As I said, I love that living deliberately. Very often we live as if we have so much time in the world, so much time. And to live deliberately and really realize how precious the moment is. You know, we talk about it, but it's living that way, Audrey. So Audrey, how old is your son? How old was he when you were diagnosed?
He was 18 months when I was diagnosed.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, and he's turning 5 next month, the 14th of September.
He's your reason for waking up every day and just getting on with
Absolutely. When I have a difficult day, I just look into his, he has the most beautiful brown eyes. And I must say, when I sent you a picture of his dad and of him, you would say they are twins. They look exactly the same. But his eyes, he got from me. So that's quite special for me, that at least one thing he got from me is is his eyes.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's so beautiful, Audrey. And to have the support, have him then and his dad as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
As I said, to go for so many rounds of chemotherapy has to be pretty harrowing. I mean, here you are while we're talking and you're having your chemo, which means, you're quite relaxed about it, right? But it can't have been easy. Did you suffer a lot with side effects? Did it affect you really badly?
Yes, it did. It did. I think at this stage, because I had so many chemo sessions already, I'm quite used to what it is going to do to my body. And yes, the side effects that I deal with on a daily basis is, like constant and heavy fatigue. I struggle with intense pain. I just came from the doctor's office recently, and, they have their ways and means to examine your body. And they told me that my liver is currently enlarged, and that's why I struggle with the pain. And you have constant nausea and weight loss and diarrhea and, sensitive skin and hair loss. And with all that, mental, you know, challenges is also there, which is very normal, I think, going through something like this, because your body is in a constant survival mode, you know, that flight or fight mode. And yeah, but I did learn in these in this 4 years how to deal with all of this and how to cope with it. And yeah, I think my holistic approach, this journey that I'm on, to take care of my body, also helps a lot to combat all of these side effects.
Perhaps you can tell us a bit about that, Audrey. You didn't start with this holistic approach in the beginning.
No.
It was a little bit later that you decided you wanted to take more control over your healing. What does that mean? What did you do?
Okay, so in the beginning, I didn't actually have any knowledge about it because, through in my mind, it was chemo. You know, you only have chemo to rely on to make you better or to heal you or whatever. And later, having relapsed three times already, it taught me that, you know, I can't only rely on the doctor and I can't only rely on chemo. There has to be something else that I can also do from my side. So then this wellness clinic came over my path where they support you in a holistic way. They teach you how to eat better, how to what type of vitamins you have to take to support your organs, what type of exercises to do specifically for someone with cancer. Because yes, I think there is still people out there with cancer that does heavy training, maybe like something like CrossFit or running and stuff. But in my case, you know, because my energy levels are so low, you have to listen to your body. And they taught me how to do softer exercises, but still allowing myself to be active, you know, like walking every day and doing yoga or Pilates or, you know, I recently came across this awesome exercises where they teach you how to release your fascia.
Yes.
And it's giving me amazing results. I'm on ozone therapy as well, something that I didn't even know of in the beginning. So yeah, it really supports my body and my organs.
Wow. So, I mean, you've had treatment without doing it and now you're having the treatment with it. How are you feeling? I think it's such an important, I really want to emphasize it. You know, so often we talk to warriors who talk about taking control over their healing, being an active participant, because as you've said, it's so overwhelming in the beginning. You don't know where to turn. Once you have an idea, you can start to manage it. And here, you know, down the line, you're talking about a holistic approach, which sounds very much, as you said, where you are now taking control. So maybe you can just share with the audience how you have felt with all these supplementary treatments and supporting your journey and the chemotherapy that you're on.
I must say, when I started with the holistic journey, it was really also very overwhelming in the beginning, because there is quite a lot of supplements that one has to take, or not has to, it's your decision, but in my case, that I had to take to help my body. And just to give you an idea, I had to take something like 20 supplements. It's all natural in the morning, again in the afternoon, again in the evening. It's like something like 60 tablets, you know, in a day's time. And then you still have to make space to have green juice, you know, all your leafy greens and stuff like that. It was very, very overwhelming. And cutting out sugar completely, staying away from processed foods. I mean, that stuff that's part of our day-to-day living or some people, to make that mind switch to you know, exclude that completely from your lifestyle was very overwhelming for me.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of time. It's not something that happens overnight at all. but it is so worth it, I must say.
Oh, wow.
I can definitely feel a difference.
And recommend it. That's amazing.
I absolutely recommend it.
Yeah, a holistic approach to that. I love that.
Absolutely.
And
I think the most important thing is to listen to your own body, because each person is different. What's working for me currently is not necessarily going to work for the person next to me with the same diagnosis. So, yeah, I think it's important to remember to be in tune with your body and really listening to what it's telling you.
Exactly. And celebrating the small things and, as you say, lift it. So before we say goodbye, because I know you've got to go see your doctor, I just had such a wonderful result, and you, was it a friend of yours that organized, you were having your chemo and you spoke about going on a carousel ride, and nurses arranged it and you went on this carousel, you went on this horse round and round.
That was so amazing. Yes, it was this one day a few months ago. It's my friend Albert Bredenan, and he came to visit me at the oncology department here at Wilgers Hospital in Pretoria. And I didn't actually know of anything. He came here and he told me he has a surprise for me. And I'm like, okay. He said, no, let's go for a carousel ride. He asked me, have you ever been on one? I'm like, no, I actually have not. I didn't even, it never crossed my mind to go on a carousel ride. But, I mean, there's a first time for everything, and it would be amazing. So he arranged with the nurses here, and everyone is so friendly always, and willing to help or willing to make things fun for us here at the oncology department. So, yes, he took me in the car with my drip hanging in the air, and the two nurses in the car with us. And here we go off to the amusement park, and he popped me onto that little horse, and we went round and round, and it was such a liberating feeling. I must say it was amazing.
Oh, how amazing. And of course you then told everyone how your cancer score had dropped. You took that moment to shout it out.
Yes, that was Thomas' celebration. All in one, having fun and celebrating my cancer dropping. I can't even remember what the counts were, but I remember it was quite a relief that the chemo worked and it dropped by such a big drop. Yes.
and please, God, it will continue to do that, Audrey. Just listening to you while you're having your chemo, and the energy in your voice and the smile in your face is truly inspiring, Audrey.
No,
I don't want to keep you from your doctor. Go and go to your appointment, and please, God, may you find healing and vitality and good health. And that's what we wish for you. And thank you so much for joining us. It's been lovely having you on the show.
Thank you so very much. I really appreciate you reaching out to me and allowing me to share my story. And I really hope it makes a difference somewhere in the world.
you've definitely have. Thank you, Audrey. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Audrey Mathee here, talking to us while she's having her chemotherapy. Living deliberately, is that what she said? We're going to take a break, and then we'll be back. We're going to be talking about trauma and what happens in the body, and grief and stages of grief. And these are really important conversations to have. So stay with us.